This going? Yes, it's gone.
Hello and welcome back to the Unannounced Podcast. My name is Ethan.
My name is Jacob.
Good old time for being in your speakers.
Good podcasting.
Speakers. We have microphones. Speakers.
I was going to say, well, also headphones, but I guess headphones are just tiny speakers, really.
Really tiny speakers.
How do you think someone invented earbuds, you know? Like, hey, you know those over-the-ear headphones that, like, studio execs use? What if we, instead of putting them over the ear, we wedged them inside and made them really uncomfortable? Well, huh? What do you guys think?
But
I don't like
didn't
earbuds.
That come from because you had the over-the-ears. I think those were first, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Light Performances, they had monitors in their ears. Do you think it came as something from that? Like, they were
Maybe.
Using monitors in their ears? Because that's...
Like the wired Secret Service style?
Yeah, because they had the monitors in their ears. It, like, covers the... They had to, like, get molds of their ear just to get it fitted.
Maybe.
So, I don't know if that one was first or not, but...
I want to do that earwax candle thing. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I've seen.
I've seen like a couple of videos. I have no idea how it works.
I don't either, so I'm very scared to try. So
what I think happens is the wax melts and then like goes into your ear, and then you wait for it to dry, and then you pull it all out.
Oh, it's like that cone? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think it's a cone to like help funnel it into your ear.
Wait, so you. Melt wax into the...
So it's got, like, one of those long, like, Victorian-style candles,
yeah.
Right? And you're laying on your side, and then it's got that funnel-style thing. And I think it's just so when the wax drips, it goes down the funnel and into your ear.
But...
I have no idea, though. I could be way wrong.
That doesn't sound okay.
No, that sounds really unhealthy, but I want to try it. I want to know what it's like.
I think you should probably read directions before...
No, man, I'm not gonna wing it.
That doesn't...
I got a scented candle burning in the living room right now. We'll just dump it. Dump it right in the ear.
Dump it? I got to... What would you use? Cotton swab for that? Just put it in there, let it dry.
And then use the cotton swab as a handle.
Just rip it on out. That would...
Oh, man.
That would hurt. Yo, so... I was thinking of that, just like waxing and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So... There's hair that grows, like, inside of our ears, right?
Yeah, it's, like, really tiny hairs.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Hairs nonetheless.
Because I have this, I just bought a all-in-one trimmer thing.
I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah.
It has, like, all the different heads that you can put on it.
Yeah, I got one of those.
You can, like, do your beard real nice and your nose.
Yeah, and I got to find it, because I have never used the nose one before. I've never used one.
I don't like nose hair trimmers.
But I tried it. Whenever I got it, I'm like... I'm curious. How would this feel?
I don't like them.
Dude, it was the weirdest feeling ever. Like, my nose...
And it keeps going because there's, like, no hair in your nose anymore. So it's, like, weird.
No, I couldn't get... It was hard to reach places. Like, I couldn't get most of this. I got, like, most of it, but not, like, all of it. But I also don't know how to use it, so maybe I need a tutorial video on how to hold it, because I'm like, all right, okay, go on, and then it just is like, I was scared it was gonna cut, but then it has a guard around it, so, but I was still worried.
Oh,
so I don't know how that, I don't know
guards
how that shit works.
On shaving things are bullshit. Every razor I've had has cut me at least once,
like
even electric razors.
Yeah, same. But
what do they do?
Not everyone. The one
I'm sure if
the new one that I just got hasn't, but I've only used it once.
Yeah, I'm sure if I were just taking a regular ass razor blade and cutting, I'd probably cut myself more. But fuck the guards, make them more effective.
Well, it just depends on how. You got there's a lot of steps you got to do, especially if you're like fully shaving the beard. You got to trim it all the way down with an electric one, like electric clippers.
Like, you have to actually get, like, skin contact so it looks like you have, like, a 5 o'clock shadow, and then you have to razor it.
Yeah, and then you have to razor it. And then before that, like, before all that, you got to exfoliate all your hairs. So you got to exfoliate all the skin.
I never exfoliated.
There's a lot of sense.
I would electric trim, and then shaving cream, and then razor. And then shaving cream again, and then razor the other way.
Yeah, see, yeah, I never did the exfoliating thing before, and since I haven't shaved my face in 2 years, I think,
Yeah.
so I haven't needed to. Well, I've exfoliated like in the shower. I have like a face wash that I
I really
exfoliate
should get
with.
a face wash.
They're nice to have.
I just use body wash on my hand and no, that's not what you're supposed to do.
The body wash doesn't go in. I don't think it goes in your face.
No, it definitely should. But that's what I have, and that's
But
what I do.
okay.
But I'm not gonna use my washy washy to do my face. It's where I do my private area.
Yeah, that one doesn't go on the face.
No,
I never.
never.
I don't use mine on my face.
I
It's just.
also don't like wash rags in the shower.
Don't like them either. They don't need to be in the
Like, I've
shower.
used them a few times just out of necessity if I'm like showering at someone else's house or like when I
Yeah,
go
if it's
back to my
just there.
mom's and I shower there.
Yeah, if it's just there, yeah. But switching to a loofah or washy washy, ooh,
I,
they're
man,
nice.
I.
They're really nice.
Washcloths just don't feel right.
I don't. It doesn't.
They always feel like cold, and I don't know why, but for some reason in my mind, cold water is gross. Like in the shower, I
Have you
mean.
never taken a cold shower before?
I have. I don't like them. Because,
Well, yeah, they're not meant to be liked. I don't like them. I bet some
and
people do, but it's
I'm sure
torture.
there's at least one person, There's
And
at least
people
one person who likes everything.
like it's like a
People
necessity if
like
you're
getting
working out
their
and stuff.
pee-pee fucking stomped on. So, there's people who like everything. You know what I'm saying?
I want you to go elaborate on that, but I also don't
Wait,
want
wait,
you
wait.
to.
You don't know about cock and ball torture? It's a sex
Oh,
thing.
cock and ball. Okay. You just said people
Like,
like
that's
getting
a.
their.
That's not like a funny phrase. People like. Get people to put on stiletto high heels and stomp on their balls.
That's a thing?
That's a real thing that people pay money for.
Pay money for?
Yeah, they go to like professional dominatrixes, which are just women who dominate men,
Oh.
Like that's their job. It's sex work, but they actually don't have sex, as far as I know. Like there's a difference between a sex worker and a dominatrix, but dominatrix still falls under the whole sex worker umbrella.
Wait, so do they? So, like, it's just their job,
It's their
right?
job.
So.
They demean men. They call them names and stuff. Sometimes they stomp on balls with stiletto high heels. Do you know the difference between a regular high heel and a stiletto high heel?
What if it pops?
Hey man, that's on him. Was he gonna sue her? He asked.
Okay. They. Do those things? Like
That's like that'd be
dominatrix.
like suing a construction company if
Well,
like while
not
building a house they left a
not like
nail.
that. I mean like so that falls under a different umbrella than prostitution, I'd assume.
Yeah, it's still I think illegal, which I think is stupid. Make sex workers like legal. They're just doing a job, damn. But yeah, it's still sex work because it is inherently a sexual thing that this person is paying for.
Okay, yeah. Huh. So I think I saw
There's a show about it on Netflix
Oh.
about a dominatrix and a stand-up comedian, and the stand-up comedian becomes her assistant. It's really funny. I like it.
Yes, I think I saw Anthony Padilla. I think he did like an interview thing with.
Is he the Smosh guy?
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
He's not Smosh anymore. He does his own Have you seen any of his videos? Oh, they're really good. He does I spend a day with videos with different types of people from all different walks of life and just let them tell their story and let them tell what they do. It's
I
pretty
think we could
interesting.
do interviews like that. Like the podcast, Other People's Lives.
Yeah, and he does it.
We could definitely do like a couple episodes like that, where people have interesting stuff they do.
I think it'd be pretty fun. Get a dominatrix? Is that what they're called? Okay, dominatrix. Do we miss dominatrix or
I feel like,
name?
I think they have names.
They probably do. Do you think they have like
Do you think they have
code
funny names?
name?
Miss Bitch.
Yeah,
they probably have, like, people names that, like, their parents gave them. But...
Wait, so do they just, like, post on Craigslist or something?
I have no idea.
How do you find people like that?
I don't know.
So I know there's, like, you can find a lot of different people, but then you got to think, how the fuck do you find these people? Because, like, I watched this one YouTube channel, and they go to massage parlors and get rub and tugs.
How do you watch them do that?
They just do that. That's just the thing that they go and do sometimes in their
like videos. In their free time.
Yes. Okay.
So wait. So they go and they get rub and tugs at massage parlors, completely separate from making YouTube videos. Like this is just a thing.
No.
Like you and I go out to dinner outside of this podcast.
They don't film the thing, but they are filming around it. So it is a bit in the video, but they are doing it. They just have to film outside.
So it's porn.
No.
If you film a sex
But they probably have porn stuff on their, like, club thing or something.
Like their Patreon?
Patreon. It's their own website that they post their own shit on. But, yeah, they've gotten that. It always confuses me. How the fuck do you find these places? Like, I think they just go to random ones and they're just like, at the end, they're just like, and they're just like.
So, well, you and I have learned that actually, very few massage therapists do rub and tugs.
Well, I don't think it would be a massage therapist.
There's a difference between a massage therapist and a masseuse. I don't think you have to be licensed to be a masseuse.
Yeah, because I think it's
just you have to be licensed to be a massage therapist.
I just like anybody family-owned ones.
Anybody could be a masseuse.
Locally owned, essentially. Just those ones.
I could go and open a business and be a masseuse.
Yeah, I think it's like that. I don't think
but
it's like actually...
But I can't go open a business as a massage therapist.
Yeah, I don't think it's actually licensed massage therapist. Masseuse is probably where it is. But yeah, that always fascinates me. That's like a thing, like a happy
ending. By the way, I just want to clarify. We didn't learn from personal experience that not a lot of massage therapists do rub and tugs. We know a massage therapist.
Yes, we asked them while...
talked to.
We asked them while we were there, hoping that maybe slip a 20.
I wasn't hoping. He's my brother. So, we're gonna put that hope on hold.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you think gay people in Alabama just fuck their brother instead?
I don't know.
Because it's frowned upon in general society to fuck your sister, but it's probably really frowned upon in Alabama society to fuck a dude.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think they're
homophobic down there. They don't like gay people. They're pretty against it.
A lot of them? Or I've never been to Alabama.
I would say majority. I think Alabama's a red state, and red states are typically anti-gay rights, anti-LGBTQ. You know?
Oh, well, I mean, they're...
Because they're in the Bible Belt as well. And in 1946, the Bible said that being gay was wrong, and people were like, oh, well, it said that forever now.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, they're pretty anti-gay in the Bible Belt, which sucks.
Never even knew what a Bible Belt was.
The Bible Belt is in reference to a group of states in the South. And it's like just a line of states, Alabama, Kentucky, Tennessee, the Carolinas. I think just South Carolina, actually. Could be wrong.
Tennessee?
Yeah. Have you ever been to Tennessee, Ethan?
No, but I want to go there for my 21st.
I want to go to Gatlinburg for my 21st.
Nice.
Gatlinburg, Pigeon Forge.
Let me get a big group. So I was wanting everyone to be 25, or not 25, 21, whenever we take like a big trip.
I
want to
go with Caitlin.
No, but you go with Caitlin.
I'm not saying just her.
Okay, fine, everyone.
I want to go on, like, after
I want to get like a big
day in July.
Yeah, I want to get a big, what is it? Airbnb. I want to get a big one.
They have cabins in Pigeon Forge that can rest up to 30 people.
Yeah, see, that's what I was wanting to
do. But it's down in the Smoky Mountains. And boy, do they have steep hills up there. Like, I truly believe my car would not be able to go up some of the hills.
Okay, fine. We'll just get an Airbnb out in the middle of nowhere. There we go.
Middle of nowhere is the worst, Ethan.
Okay, fine. Airbnb outside of town that looks like
Airbnb
it's
in the middle of the city.
in the middle of the city.
We're going to stay in City Hall.
We're going to stay at a crosswalk. That's where we're going.
We're going to be homeless in Tennessee. This is like a, this is going to be the best weekend of our lives. Yeah, or sleeping on the street.
Or we're going to find a place that
or we could just get a regular ass fucking hotel. I don't know.
I mean, but an Airbnb, get the entire place.
Yeah, you do. It's not in some of them. I stayed in an Airbnb in Indianapolis once. There were like other guests, and it was just a house. And I stayed in the attic, but
that's weird.
It was weird.
Did you not know about that beforehand?
I didn't know other people would be, like, actively around. Mm. Yeah, I knew I was staying in the attic.
Yeah, because I think you can rent out entire places.
You can, but we didn't.
Oh. Yeah, I know I saw one in Nashville. It was a big, big house. Not mansion, but, like, it was a big, big house. And it had a lot of land around it, and it was surrounded by woods. So that's scary. It was, like, close to the city, so... Mm-hmm. It wasn't too far off. And it had like big game rooms. Forge. Oh, wait. Actually, I think it was one that my cousin went to. It's got a big game room and shit. So it's got a pool table, a ping pong table, and everything.
I love ping pong.
Dude, ping pong is so much fun. I want to play ping pong.
I've literally thought about emptying out this room and putting a ping pong table in here.
You have a ping pong table.
Yeah, but it's not in here, is it?
Yeah, I know it's not in here.
Because these chairs probably wouldn't be in here.
I mean, yeah, I get it.
It's 9 feet long.
Wait, how long is this room?
More than 9 feet. But
like 15? I'd say about 15.
15, 20 maybe. You have to remember, we're both like 6 feet tall. And I don't think we take up half the room. You know?
Yeah, you might be right. So probably about like 15, 20, yeah.
Somewhere in there. Anyway.
As long as you have space at the ends to be able to like move around and stuff.
Yeah.
That's what I want to be able to do that. I want a ping pong table in wherever I end up.
Yeah. I could literally play ping pong for like 8 hours. I love ping pong.
I've never actually played it, but I really want to because I've done it before, but it wasn't on like a ping pong table. It was... it's on a table. They just made your own. I had the net and ping pong paddles, so I put it on a table, and it was able to bounce correctly. So I played it on there, and that was fun.
As long as you don't have like a table with a lot of give.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like, don't use those like folding tables. Don't use those. They suck.
Yeah. Then
the balls don't bounce right off of them, and also they're curved a little bit,
mm-hmm.
So they go all over. One time I played beer pong on a door. But I don't drink.
We played.
Were you there?
I was there, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. I went out to the garage and I got a door.
Oh, that's where you got it?
Yeah, I just went to the garage.
Oh, I thought it was just inside her house.
Oh, yeah, they had a spare door in the garage. Yeah. I was like, yo, this is perfect.
Dude, I felt so weird that night because... Those people that we didn't know at all, and also nobody knew that they were all going to be there, especially the guest house.
Yeah.
And then they were just all outside right next to us, able to watch
it. They definitely stole my AirPods.
They stole my, what did they steal? Oh, no, I got it back.
You did?
My Juul charger.
I never got my AirPods back.
Yeah, they stole my,
And I've yet to buy another pair of AirPods. I just listen to music in the car.
I don't use my AirPods much. I just do it, well, I guess I use them every time I'm on lunch. I just put them in and on breaks and stuff, but those are the only times.
Hmm.
And I guess sometimes whenever I'm editing, I just...
Yo, full circle. We're talking about AirPods, and we were talking about earbuds. Yo!
That's how we do it. But I put them in whenever I'm editing.
Oh, okay.
Just, I put one in and then listen to music or something. So... That's not too bad.
I normally do, I don't like to listen to music when I work on stuff. It distracts me. Because when I listen to music, I usually listen to music that I like writing scenes to, so I always think about stuff I could be writing, and then I get distracted, and then it's like an hour and a half later.
Yeah, I do that. I do that for a lot of the stuff we were working on. A lot of it that I was writing was, I was finding these 10-hour-long things where it was like a bunch of music set for a tone.
There are 10-hour loops, I guess you can call them, of silence, just like interspersed with meme noises. So
That's
like you just put it on and you have a conversation, and then like every now and again you'll just hear like, "What the dog doing?" And then just like while you're hanging out.
Would you be able to hear, what the fuck is up, Kyle?
Probably.
Oh, dude, that'd be so awesome. I would definitely have that playing in the background whenever I have
I
guests
should have
over.
put that on when I drove to Iowa.
Just all of you guys
I
in
was
the car.
almost in South fucking Dakota, dude. I was on the opposite side of Iowa. That's why it took 10 hours. And then I got to see the world's largest truck stop, which was the highlight of the trip.
The truck stop? That was the
Yeah.
whole.
Because I didn't even go for me. I went for someone else.
Yeah, and you went on a drove tw 20 hours altogether.
I'd probably say somewhere in like the 25, 26-hour range total. Because you have to stop for gas and eat and stuff. It was 10 hours, but that's assuming you don't stop for gas, which I had to because my car does not get 600 miles on a full tank.
1200 miles for a fucking dog.
That I don't even get a pet.
You don't even get a pet.
Yeah.
I've seen that dog once.
Right.
I wasn't a part of the situation, but
Yeah.
still, I've only seen it once.
We're apparently going to get a heat wave here soon.
Here?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they say in like the South, it's going to be like actually skinny dipping weather. And here it's going to be like short sleeves, tank top weather. But then it's going to be followed by an equally extreme cold front.
Oh,
So
decent, decent.
hopefully snow. I love snow.
I'm not a fan of winter.
Really?
I don't like winter. It's not my favorite. I like.
Fall is my favorite season.
We didn't even get a fall this year.
We didn't.
I
We
was so
just got
sad.
hot, 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 and now it's cold.
Yeah, I bought a bunch of hoodies so I can be able to wear it during hoodie weather, and guess
There's no
what?
hoodie
And
weather.
I'm wearing hoodies, and now I don't have a jacket because I spent all my money on hoodies. So now I gotta go find a jacket.
Yo, get one of those big jackets from Rule King. They last fucking forever and they're really warm.
My buddy was telling me go get a puffer jacket. It's like puffy jacket. It's called puffer. So they're like 60, 70 bucks over in Ontario. I don't really want to spend that much on a jacket though, I'm being
No, I think
honest.
the jackets I'm talking about are like maybe 30, 40.
Yeah, see, I
Which
just
isn't
want.
bad, and they also, again, last fucking forever. They're
Yeah, I
like
just want a warm
the
one.
dad coats.
Yeah,
The
I
big
just want to
thick
get
brown
one that
ones.
I still want to wear it over my sweatshirt. So, do you think I have to like get a bigger size then? One size bigger? Or should it
No.
still fit?
It should. I usually wear a hoodie and the big coat because it's been really cold and Soup doesn't like to use the bathroom very quickly, so I'm usually out there for a few minutes. So I like to keep warm.
Yeah, I need to go get a jacket. I need to get a warm one because 18 degrees in the morning is not fun for me.
No.
I have to get up and it's early as fuck, and then I get in my car and my car's not warm. Fuck. It's not great.
I want to get a remote start for my car, but then I thought, well, A, I don't have the money for that. B, my car is parked too far away from my apartment for a signal to reach for a remote start. C, if my car is just started, someone could probably just get in it. And I don't want that to happen.
If you lock it, whenever at night, then.
D, I don't have automatic locks. I have to put my key in my door and turn it.
Yeah.
My car's a 2018, I think.
Okay.
2019.
And don't you lock all your doors?
Not all the time. I forget stuff a lot.
Oh, well, if you locked all your doors and you did the remote start, it doesn't unlock your doors from that. You still have to go up to your car and unlock your door. You still have to do the same things.
My overall point
It just
being,
starts your
I'd
car.
rather get automatic locks before I get a remote start. Because I feel like the safety of my car would be more important than my comfort.
All right,
I don't want someone getting into my shit.
I got you now. Can you do that? Can you get automatic locks for someone with manual?
I would also like automatic windows. Because I
From
still have crank windows in 2021.
a car that's not even that old.
It's like 3 years old.
Yeah, 3 years old. My car's 5 years old. Automatic locks, automatic windows. I don't have a.
But my car has Wi-Fi,
My
so
car does
fuck
not have
you.
Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi, but crank windows and the mirrors with the little joystick that you have to do. You know what
Their
I'm talking
budget
about?
went straight into the Wi-Fi, and
Their
that was
budget went
it.
straight into a Wi-Fi router in my car.
That's all. It's so weird how a car can have Wi-Fi.
Right?
You have to
Why
pay
can't my
extra.
phone just have Wi-Fi? I know it has like data and stuff, and I know that you can get hotspot, but fuck you. I just want Wi-Fi.
It's weird. So weird. Did you have to like buy that?
I pay $20 a month for it. And by that I mean they just suck money out of my savings account
Oh,
every
okay.
month. So my savings account is very quickly dwindling because I didn't have a lot of money in it in the first place.
Oh. That's always fun.
No, it's not.
Is the Wi-Fi important though? Yeah, okay. Never mind.
Sometimes I deliver to places with no signal and I still have to call them. So I have Wi-Fi calling on my phone.
Okay. Now you're chilling.
It really helped going to Iowa.
Yeah, especially if you're going through towns that don't have your towers through it.
God, we went through so many uninteresting towns.
Oh, I bet. Did you
But I
guys
did
just
get
get
a
to?
drive through like Peoria and stuff. We didn't even touch Chicago.
I wouldn't think you would.
I don't know. I always overestimate the size of Chicago.
Chicago's on like where we are. They're just
It's
straight
straight
up.
up.
You had to go
East,
north,
west. I had to
east,
go west.
west, but northwest.
Yeah.
Right? Where's Iowa? Where
I
the fuck
was
even is
northwest.
Iowa? It's right next to us, isn't it? Right next to Illinois.
Yeah, but it's above Missouri.
Yeah, because Missouri, Kansas, Iowa, Dakota's okay. I think I know the map.
Oh, we should do that. We should see how many states we can name.
Oh, dude, I think I don't know. I might
Not
be.
like verbally, but like with a map, you know?
Which is like a blank map and be like, all right, this is this. We'd go into separate rooms, write it all down, and then come back, compare
Label them.
answers, see
If
who's
either
out.
of us got Texas wrong.
It'd be like, yo, Texas is that small one underneath New York, right? Like, nobody, no.
Yo, this one with the little star on it right under Maryland? That's California, yeah? That's DC. Which isn't a state. It's not like even associated with a state, which is dumb.
It is the
Capital of the United States.
yes, but what's it called? District of Columbia.
Yeah.
So it's a dis wait.
It's like a province or some shit.
So it's not a part of any state?
No.
It's just its own thing?
There are 51 shapes on the map. Unless you count
Well,
like
okay,
each
yeah, I
of
knew it
Hawaii's
wasn't a
islands
s
as one, but you know what I'm saying. There's
yeah, I
like
knew it wasn't
51
a state, but it's
sections.
not like a part of New York. Isn't it right next to New York?
No.
It isn't?
It's right next to like Rhode Island and Maryland and stuff. And Delaware. Not
You
Delaware.
named every state that is right next to New York.
Yeah, but it's not touching New York. I guess it's nearby New York State, but
But Maryland's up here, and then
let me look it up.
Delaware and Connecticut are below New York. So you mean it's right next to Delaware and Rhode Island? Or Delaware. Wait, is Rhode Island a state?
Delaware is a state,
Delaware,
yes.
yeah, I said Rhode Island. Is that a fucking.
I don't want to look at hotels, restaurants, or flights. I want to look at a fucking map. Images. Yeah, is this going to help
What?
me? Washington, D.C. on U.S. map. Ha. Okay, so Washington. You know what we completely forgot about?
What?
Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah, right. Wait, is it next to Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah, it's next to Delaware, Maryland. It's close to New Jersey, but you'd still have to go through Maryland and Delaware, but they're very small. So
wait, how the fuck are Virginia, the states even aligned? Actual. Yo, what?
Wait, no, I can't look at this map. That's cheating.
That is cheating.
Because we're going to play the game.
Wow.
Not today, because I don't have maps printed out or anything. But
yeah, I don't think I remember the... I really don't think I remember the map. Because that's by Maryland. Maryland's the top. No, it's not. That's Maine. You dumbass. That's
Maine is the one that's sticking out.
I thought... All right. I get
Somebody said the new Fortnite map looks like an Among Us character.
Can I get a picture side by side? And I will. I haven't. Whenever I get on tonight, I will see.
The new. I can see it.
Dude, we can be able to jump into that too. Motherfucking Spider-Man. Spider-Man.
Okay, well, I guess this is the best picture we're going to get. And photos.
Do you think that with the release of Spider-Man in Fortnite, do you think since No Way Home is coming out and obviously they're exploring the multiverse, do you think they will have multiverse type skins for Spider-Man? Or do you think it's just going to be the Battle Pass?
I hope we get like an Andrew and a Toby suit. So this is the new Fortnite map, right?
Yes, that's the new Fortnite map. Can I look at it again?
So you see how it's got this, like, section right here? It's an Among Us character.
Wait.
So, here's the visor right here that's sticking out right here.
Yes.
These are the legs, and this is the backpack.
Oh, I've
yeah,
seen that,
Yeah.
Okay, so if you look at it this way, and you just cut off this, and look at that. That looks like the visor, kind of, and then...
Oh,
I was
no.
thinking that. I was thinking that.
No,
but
the water is the legs.
I mean, it's kind of. Yeah, it looks like it, definitely.
Here, I'll go into Snapchat and I'll help you out.
I can see it.
So while we're waiting around, just fun fact.
Fun facts. I love fun facts.
Human meat? Can be vegan.
What?
Human meat can be vegan.
Is, how? It's meat.
Okay, so...
Or is it, like, if you only... If you're, like, a vegan and you don't eat meat, then does your meat...
Oh, God damn it. All right. It looks like an Among Us character.
Okay, no, but, I see it now. Okay, yeah.
Human meat can be vegan. And that is a claim that the vegan community can't deny.
Is it a fact?
A lot of vegans are vegan because of animal cruelty, right?
Yeah.
Which is a fair point to be made, you know?
They got decent vegan food.
Yeah, I guess.
I've never eaten any of it, but I kind of want
the Impossible Whopper is really good.
I want to try some. I think they'd be pretty good.
But animals cannot consent to being eaten. They can't say, oh, once I die, you can eat me. You know who can say that? Humans. I can go, when I die, you can eat me if you want. If you don't, that's fine. But if you want to eat me, go ahead. So I'm consenting to being eaten. So I'm vegan. My meat is vegan because I can consent, and I did.
That's your entire argument. That doesn't make sense.
Why?
It's still meat.
Yeah, but
it's meat.
Cows can't consent to being eaten. Chickens can't. And a big thing about veganism is that animals cannot choose whether or not they get eaten. They either do or their domestic pets. I wasn't born to be eaten. A lot of cows and chickens are. So, if I consent to being eaten while living the lifestyle I live now, not in like a cage or anything, it's vegan.
I don't think so.
I think so.
I don't think so. Because it's still meat. You gotta think about it. It's still meat. It doesn't matter if you're
But it's not.
if you're consenting to being eaten or not. I would think. Right? Because meat is meat. If it's meat, it's not vegan. If it's manufactured meat that has no meat products actually in it, it's vegan.
Yeah, but I can consent to being eaten.
Yes, that's you. But I don't. Does that mean Jeffrey Dahmer is? Well, I guess they didn't. Never mind. That was a bad one.
Because he probably ate other stuff, you know?
No, I mean like, did he eat people? Did he? Wait, he's the one that. Yeah, never mind. He ate people.
Yeah, Jeffrey Dahmer is the one who ate people. He also did other stuff to people, but we don't like him, so we don't talk about him that much.
We don't. Have you seen the movie My Friend Dahmer?
What?
Have you seen the movie My Friend Dahmer?
I've not.
It's about his early years, right before.
One popular view of veganism is that at its core, it's about consent.
God damn it, Jake. God damn it. All right. You win this one. Shit. At its God, fuck.
Humans can establish consensual agreements with each other. Like you can non-verbally communicate with other animals to get a vague sense of what they want, but it's not informed consent. This animal isn't saying, "Oh, take me outside." You can just gather that this animal wants to go outside and you take him, right? I can just look at you and go, "Let's step outside for a little bit. It's a nice day." It's not a nice day, and I don't want to go outside right now, but I could say that to you.
Yeah. Okay.
I could say, "Eat me when I die." And you're allowed to do that.
Vegan.
It'd be
I
vegan.
still okay. But it's you know what? I don't think I can win this one. I don't think I can even get further than what I have. I'm just grateful that I got to where I am.
You're grateful that you got to learn something.
At its core, I didn't know that.
Yeah, but I mean, it makes sense, you
It
know?
really does. I, whenever you
I'm
said,
not vegetarian or vegan.
yeah, whenever you said based off of animal cruelty, I'm thinking, yeah, because they're
Humans aren't treated cruelly.
murdering, they're just killing animals for the sake of food.
So, in that light,
Yeah.
that you. Let's say we have a society where cannibalism is optional, an option for like a burial option, you know, like you can get cremated and turned into fertilizer to make a tree, right? You
They'd make
can.
a lot of people sick, though.
What?
Isn't cannibalism that, like, human
Don't
meat?
eat brains, or you
Oh.
can contract a disease, and if you contract the disease, it is 100% lethal all the time.
Oh.
So don't eat brain matter, but yeah.
Decent.
I forgot what the disease is called, but don't eat brains.
Not bad. Okay.
Let's say a society where cannibalism is accepted, right? Would you choose to be eaten like you can choose to be an organ donor?
Would I choose to be?
Yeah, so
I mean,
do you
it's
know
at
what
it's.
Wagyu steak is?
I've heard it. I've heard the
It
name.
is the best steak you can get because
That's what I've heard. Isn't
the
it
cows
from?
that it's made from are treated super great and they get the best food. And the most comfortable lifestyle a cow can get.
Isn't it from Japan? Right?
Yeah, I think that's where they mainly manufacture it.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Wagyu might be a brand, but this style of like su superb meat because of a superb lifestyle, right? Would you take the Wagyu lifestyle in this society? They offer you a super huge pay. They feed you amazing, healthy meals. They keep you fit and active, and you can do these things you enjoy, and you don't have to worry about things like money or where you're gonna get your next meal or where you live because they take care of that for you. But you get eaten. At the end of your life, your meat is considered amazing.
But I'm dead, right?
You're dead.
I get to live a full life.
You live a pretty full life, but you know
pretty
that
full.
You're gonna get eaten.
Yeah, I die when I die. That is not whenever they want me to die.
They kill you.
Oh,
because you don't have like fucking 20-year-old cow meat, you know. So let's say you get the perfect life for a year, and then they kill you.
You see, that's the kicker.
That is the kicker. No,
no.
Wouldn't take the perfect life for a year?
No, because that's just 1 year.
What quality would you want meat to be for X amount of money? What would be your max cap of quality of lifestyle and age?
I don't know. I don't want
to
be eaten.
You wouldn't elect to be eaten?
I mean, if I'm dead, obviously I have no control over what they do with my body, so...
No, this is like assuming perfect... like consent. If you say I don't want to be eaten, you won't be eaten. You'll have a regular funeral and you can be cremated, or you can have a like a regular burial or whatever.
Okay.
But if you elect to be eaten, you have to select a lifestyle. If you choose, I want to live the rest of my life but still eat me, you'll probably just get thrown into like a shelter full of other people who made that decision, and they give you like prison food.
Okay.
What if they only did it to prisoners, like life sentence prisoners? When you go to prison, you get to elect whether or not you're eaten.
Help with the population in prisons.
Less. We have a pretty high incarceration rate in America.
Mm-hmm.
So lots of meat, but only people who are like, you know, life sentences, death row.
That's a. I don't know, because I don't think it's ever going to be accepted. In a hypothetical situation, I mean, it's accepted in certain cultures.
Is it?
Yeah.
Cannibalism?
Not like the cultures.
Cannibalism actually isn't
thriving.
Illegal.
Isn't illegal? Or is?
Cannibalism is not illegal, but everything leading up to it is.
Well, yeah.
Like the desecration of a body, grave robbing, mm-hmm. potentially.
Yeah, but there's still like certain tribes that live kind of isolated.
But they don't abide by international law.
Yeah, they don't abide by any law. They just
like that.
There was
that island of people who like just kill anyone who comes nearby.
Yeah.
Yeah, those guys.
Yeah.
I assume they don't abide by international law.
Yeah, they don't.
Which in today's society, I'm surprised they haven't been carpet bombed.
Yeah, it's weird.
Like, it's weird that those people are just out there. Like, they're doing something right
and
now.
And they just...
They're, like, having a fire.
They just
I assume
live
they
their
don't
lives.
Have very much technology.
I don't think they have any.
I mean...
Certain
like,
tribes.
They have, like, Stone Age technology, probably. Probably not Bronze Age.
Yeah, because I remember I was watching a video, and it was about this tribe that is, I think, in Europe somewhere. It's, like, on an island that... nobody is allowed to go to, even like the government said you're not allowed to go to it because of this tribe, so they're like, don't do it. But they speak a language that is not known to other people, so
well, of course
it
that's
is
just
only...
what you get with cultural difference.
Mm-hmm. So it's like their own language, and they were able, I think some reporter was able to get there and talk to them.
Well, they did kill a reporter. The island I'm talking about, we might be talking about the same island. They definitely killed a reporter in like 2014, I think.
It might have been 2014, actually. We might be talking about the same one. Is it in Europe?
Maybe. I thought it was off the coast of, like, Madagascar or something.
It might be off the coast of Madagascar that I'm talking about. I don't know. It was off...
Definitely somewhere.
I haven't seen the video in a while.
It's definitely a real place.
It's a real place. It happened.
I don't think it's near, like, a district in American...
Yeah, definitely not.
It's not nearby.
Yeah, because we know how America was handled. This wasn't our land.
Yeah.
So.
If it were nearby, it'd be ours.
Yeah.
We would have carpet bombed them by now.
Pretty much. A lot of other places have respect. So.
Yeah.
But they killed.
I don't know where it is, but definitely like this hyper-violent tribe to outsiders.
Yeah.
They kill them. I assume they eat them. They might bury them. I don't know. Because we don't know.
Well, yeah, I guess we don't know, but. Yeah, it's a messed up situation. So, It's just weird. But obviously
it's really weird. Interesting though.
It's weird in the sense that I have no knowledge of it.
And we're not gonna have knowledge of it because we don't speak their language. Even if we went there, there's very little that you can extrapolate from information you're given visually.
True. So it's like,
so like you go there and you're like, oh, you guys sleep in these tents, these things you made out of.
Like they just.
I assume they don't have like camping tents.
Yeah, they just live off the land. Like that's
so. They wild. Have a sustainable environment, I guess, because they haven't starved.
Yeah, they can live off. They can survive without any extra help.
I don't know if they have farms. If they,
I bet they probably farm a little bit. Maybe not like.
But we don't know. And I'm definitely not gonna try to go there. I don't want to get speared.
Bet they're good with spears.
They're probably awesome with spears.
Well, there's so much we really don't know about the entire world, honestly.
No.
There's a lot of places that are just unexplored. Like in South America, I think there's a lot of, well, obviously because of dense forests, but a lot of old cultures that have just disappeared because we just can't find them anymore. So, yeah. Because like the Mayan, we found, there was some that were found, weren't there? Like temples and stuff?
So like places near volcanic activity. We could find like actual full cities under ground.
Mm-hmm.
Because after the volcanoes erupted, it kind of just turned into soil. It settled and like microscopic organisms turned it into fertile land and stuff. And now it's just dirt. And then we dug into the dirt and we're like, there's a fucking city down here. And then we did like archaeological digs and stuff.
It was, it's wild. So wild.
It is crazy.
Earth's weird.
Yeah. Do you think that there was a civilization before us that was, like, comparably advanced?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, definitely. During times like pyramids and stuff? Yeah. You see, like, the
hieroglyphics.
Hieroglyphics. Like, that stuff, there's a lot, they're, like, weird looking, and they, mm-hmm. they could just do that.
But you have to remember that also might have just been, like, religious myth, you know? Like how we talk about a guy who turned water into wine, and if we were to draw that out on a cave wall, it'd look really weird, you know? It'd look scary. And also, there were no good artists back then. I just want to say that. like nowadays we have people who can make, like, hyper-realistic photos with a pencil.
Yeah, but with what they had.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did good.
They did fine. Like, we could tell what's a person, what like, the sun was.
Yeah, they had a lot of different things. They were, I think they did become pretty advanced. Maybe not like
technology. Cell phone advanced, but like,
yeah, because this is like different,
high society advanced.
Yeah, this is a different type. We're in a different type of advanced. It's definitely not like the peak, because this is.
They probably didn't carpet bomb people.
Probably just live. Do you believe in the theories that aliens helped with the pyramids?
No.
Why not?
Because there's a thing called the Fermi paradox, and it states, it's more of like a group of theories, you know, like the end of the universe theory is a bunch of theories, like the Big Crunch, the Great Dying, all that, you know. So, the Fermi paradox states, one of a few things is true, probably. Aliens have come by and seen that we're not advanced enough to understand them or their technology yet, so they just kept going. Or we're a very early version of life in the universe, and there's no civilization that has advanced far enough to do interplanetary travel. You know, you have to think humans have been around for a few hundred thousand years, and we've just gotten to another planet in our solar system. We haven't even gone to another planet in our solar system. You know, and evolution on other planets could be slower, you know. When aliens came, it could have been dinosaur times. It could have been even pre-life times. You know, so they think that this area of the universe is desolate and has no life. You know, Aliens could be watching us from afar. Yada, yada, yada. A lot of things that say aliens don't want to fuck with us right now. They don't give a shit about us. Like watching rats in a cage. You're like, I definitely don't want to stick my hand in that cage. I'm going to get fucking bit.
Yeah, because I think I know a...
Because if aliens came, we'd nuke them.
It'd be so weird to do, though, because, like... Just let's share knowledge. Exchange it.
Yeah, we like, believe
what,
that.
What do you think you know? You think
like,
what
powerful superpower governments of the world are going to believe that? Are going to think that way?
Probably no, but not. They have confirmed that aliens do exist.
Aliens exist. I don't think they helped with the pyramids, though.
Yeah.
Because they had, like...
They had drawings of alien-looking things, right?
Yeah, but I think those were more religious depictions of, like, their gods. Because I think they were a polytheistic.
A what?
So there are two types of religion. There's polytheistic and monotheistic. Christianity says it's a monotheistic religion with one god.
Oh, okay.
And, like, Norse religions were polytheistic with the different gods.
Oh, okay, okay.
But Christianity is kind of polytheistic because they believe the devil has all the abilities of God, but just does bad things with it. But I think that's kind of stupid. And also, I don't subscribe to religion.
Yeah, unsubscribe from that right now. Turn off those bell notifications. You don't need
Unclick
them anymore.
Unclick that bell.
You don't
it's
need
free.
It anymore.
You can always undo it if you
if you want to go right on back, you can press that big red subscribe button right there.
No, but like, it was definitely just like a lot of slaves that did backbreaking labor every day. You know?
Yeah.
Because if you weren't born into like the pharaoh's inner circle, you were probably a slave. And you just moved heavy, heavy rocks all the time.
See, I think I remember seeing drawings of how they moved them. And, like, obviously, they did it by, like, logs and stuff for the big ones where they...
Mm-hmm. For, like, the huge ones, they did logs and they rolled it up, like, a ramp up the pyramid.
Yeah.
They built them from the bottom up, not the top down. Some people think they built them from the top down.
Why? Why?
Because
How?
They're stupid.
That
did you
would
know pyramids actually have 8 sides?
8 sides?
Yeah, not 4.
Elaborate.
So, you know how there's, like, stairs up each side of the pyramid? They actually angle in. The walls angle in toward the stairs. So, like, you have your 4 sides like this, right? If you're looking at the pyramid from the top down, it's actually like this.
Oh.
Yeah, so the walls angle in towards the stairs if you're looking at it from the top down.
Oh.
Not by much, but definitely enough to consider. But you never see the pyramids from there. You know, even if you're in a plane, how often do you look at a pyramid straight down? You can't look straight down from a plane.
I mean, we can get on, like...
Google Earth.
Yeah, and be able to look at that.
I guess.
Yeah, and get on the maps right now and be like, I don't know where they are.
Yeah, I saw a video on that, and I was like, that's actually kind of neat that they're 8-sided instead of 4-sided.
How many of those are there?
Pyramids?
Yeah.
Well, I know there's at least 3 in... Egypt. I think there's... I don't know, there's probably a bunch. Because pyramids are a really, like, sturdy structure. So if you wanted something to last long, you would make a pyramid. Also, arches are apparently really structurally sound.
Really?
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
Well, think about the St. Louis Arch, right?
Yeah.
It's like that. So if it were to fall, it would probably fall inward. And it's just pressing the top of the arch together. So it's making it more sturdy and more rigid.
Oh,
because
okay.
of the weight. I don't know. I've seen a lot of architect stuff.
Okay.
Interior design and all that. Is Caitlin playing Fortnite right now?
I think so. Yeah. I think she's playing Fortnite.
What console do you play on?
PC.
Okay, so you see everybody's skins. Like, you see that they have skins on, yeah?
Yeah, why wouldn't I?
Well, because I play on a PS4, and I read a thing that older consoles, which is the PS4 now, they take away people's complicated skins and make them look like default skins to have more processing power for your actual inputs and gameplay.
Is that why you only going to see the Venom the other day? Because I was like, yeah, it was on your stream. You guys were doing that, the end of it. The end of the season and chapter. Yeah, okay, that's weird.
Yeah.
But she has that Venom skin. Wait, what?
It just won't load in that skin on other players. It'll load in your squad skins and then less complicated skins on other players.
Huh. That's weird. I didn't
Yeah.
know that was a thing. Yeah, 'cause I just see everyone's skins.
I don't. I want to switch over to my Xbox. Because I got a new gen Xbox for Black Friday.
Well, that's not a new gen.
Yeah, it is.
That's the last gen.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
That's the new one.
No, it's not.
That is absolutely the new one.
No, it's not.
It literally runs Halo Infinite perfectly.
Okay, yes, but that's not the newest one.
That's an Xbox.
It's the newest of the One series, yes, the one. Yeah, the One S, right?
I think it's got an S in it somewhere.
Yeah, the newest one is the Xbox Series X.
I got the Series S.
Yeah, you have the One S.
That's the Series S. That's new gen, but it doesn't take discs. It's
Wait.
not the refrigerator looking one.
Yeah, the
That's
refrigerator.
the digital version of the refrigerator one.
There's a digital version of it?
Yeah,
Yo.
the refrigerator one.
Hold the fuck up. I didn't know this was a thing. Do
Yeah.
I have to get one now? I guess. Oh, wait.
That's
Never
what
mind.
Matt was telling me.
I guess I can play Halo on my PC.
Yeah, just get Game Pass.
Wait. What? I can just get it on Steam.
Yeah, but if you get Game Pass, you get a bunch of games for free. Yeah, Xbox Series S, white. That's the one I have. Mine's just on its side.
Oh, I thought it was I thought it came out like.
Black Friday, I got it at Paris Walmart.
Yeah.
You guys have a bunch of
We still got a bunch of them.
Yeah.
People think that's one that you can scalp, and I'm like, no, we have like 30. Like,
Do you guys have PS5s on the back?
no.
You're lying.
If I was, I would have one.
They're still really expensive, even like in stores. If you get them in stores.
We were supposed to, insider, we were supposed to actually get one on a three of them on Black Friday.
Really?
We didn't get any.
You didn't?
No.
Damn.
I don't think we were able to get the stock. A lot of them aren't able to ship.
Nobody fucking cares anymore.
Yeah, I don't
The only
think.
people that care are the people who want to sell them for more.
I just want one to, just because I want to play Spider-Man on it. That's the only reason I want a PS5.
I
I
want
have the
Spider-Man
PS4.
2, man.
Yes, dude, I.
I also haven't played Miles Morales yet, but I
See,
need
I haven't
to.
either. That's why, and I don't want to play it on the PS4 because
I
I want
don't
the fun,
care.
I want the great experience that it was meant to be played on. And also, I want to get the Ultimate Edition. So, that's kind of what I want to do. So, I can get the remastered Spider-Man as well.
Did you know that Sony can just ban your PlayStation?
Hardware banned, yeah.
Yeah, they just shut it off forever.
Yeah, you can be able to hardware ban.
That's so dumb.
PC, do that.
Just ban your, like, stuff, you know? Ban that IP address.
Yeah, you can ban. They can ban an entire. I think the
Like,
first
they
thing
just
is.
shut down this one PS5 forever, no matter who gets on it. I think that's kind of dumb.
Oh no, it's like a hardware ban for that person,
What do you
but they
mean?
can't make another. Oh wait, never mind. Yeah, I guess it probably would be
It would
that
shut
way.
down the whole PS5.
Yeah, because you can't do anything else after that.
That's
But
stupid. I paid fucking $500 for this PS5, and then Sony is like, shit. Fuck
that's if
you.
you're caught doing things that you aren't supposed to be doing.
Yeah, I know, but you know, sometimes like anti-cheat and those kind of programs can fuck up sometimes. What if I'm just good at a game and then I get my PS5 banned forever?
They'll know. They do reviews. What Sony? I don't know. They,
That's
I
scary
know,
though.
like Call of Duty. They do reviews.
Did you know that the Xbox 360 Red Ring of Death meant something?
What did it mean?
Like, so you know how whenever you connected a different controller, it would put on another light, and then you could have up to four lights
Yeah.
around the ring? Yeah, so each one would mean a different thing. It would, like, a red ring would be like the full four, and then, like, you could have a red one, a red two, a red three, a red four. The red four was the full ring. you know. And a red ring, which was the most common, just meant that one of your plugins, like in the console in the back, was loose.
Really?
Yeah, like one of the actual like prongs that you plug the thing into was loose.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's just, I thought it just meant it's fucked now.
Yeah, no.
Huh. Did you, I don't think I didn't have an Xbox 360. I had a PS3. I've been PlayStation all the way.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not original Xbox.
I'm not console loyal, you know? The 360 was way better than the PS3. PS4 was way better than the Xbox One.
Yeah, PS4 was really, really good. PS3 could have done better. Because, the Xbox 360, I've played on Xbox 360s and...
They were good.
They run better.
Not even about running. It was more about the user interface for me. Because I played on both.
The PS3 interface I didn't
like. I would
go
to my cousin's to play a PS... Or Xbox 360.
Yeah, the PS4... That one, I like that interface. And, they kept that for a...
PS5, they kept the interface similar, pretty much the same.
Similar, but...
It's just different colors, I think.
I don't know. I need to get back and... I need Sony to send me another invite so I can buy one.
An invite to buy a PS5?
Yeah. They have exclusive events sometimes. What? And they send out invites to buy them. So you can get one for, their actual price. Instead That's cool. Of, and it's like... And they keep the stock, so, no bots can actually get in it, because you can only use that, and I don't think you can buy bots to go into an exclusive invite site. Mm-hmm. Maybe you could, I don't know, but, yeah, they've been doing that recently, but they haven't had one in a while, or I just haven't been invited in a while. I was invited to two, and I didn't have enough money in my account both times, so I was like, fuck, because I got it both days, both times I was working. And then both times, I didn't have enough money in my account. Because if I would have bought it, I would have had $90 left. And I'd be like, I can't. Yeah. That's not enough. So,
speaking of robots and stuff. So you know that I am not a robot test that you take? When you sign up for something? Yeah. There's actually a really cool history about him.
Really?
Yeah.
I assume, yeah, it's for bots and stuff, creating accounts. Mm-hmm. But what's the reason?
They were made. You know how... They used to be type in the words that you see, and now it's mostly just click on the picture with the whatever. In
yeah.
It, right? That, yeah. So, used to be robots couldn't recognize a bunch of silly fonts and stuff, mismatched fonts together. So, a computer would generate a first word, and then it would have a list of second words. So as long as you got the first word right and then put in one of the words that matched the first one on the list. My phone has been on silent for a fucking week. What the fuck? Hayden streaming Fortnite. So as long as you put in the first word correctly and then put in one of the 10 words that matched the first word, you'd be in.
Oh.
So the robots would learn the entire vocabulary of the first word and then just start throwing in second words until it found matches. So then those were fucked, right? Because robots could just get into those because of the extensive vocabulary.
Mm-hmm.
Because a computer would need to generate them. So that means a computer at some point along the way could read them. Because you couldn't have a person review every single I am not a robot test. And now they're pictures, and robots have a really hard time depicting real-life pictures and what's in them, identifying them. And it's probably going to change soon, especially with a lot of AI technology being in the real world. Teslas can identify people and different models of cars and stuff like that, and fire hydrants and mailboxes and stuff,
mm-hmm.
and crosswalks. And it's a lot of outside-on-the-street stuff that you're picking from. So those are probably going to go away really soon. And whatever the next one's going to be is crazy. You know? Whatever it is.
External fingerprint thing.
Maybe. But you can definitely synthesize a fingerprint.
Oh, never mind. Yeah, because I get those. Sometimes whenever you have to do the crosswalk pictures for I Am Not a Robot, Sometimes I hate them because they have like a corner of a
If they
piece.
have the continuous whole picture just cut into 9 seconds, hate them. But if it's a bunch of tiny pictures, I'm cool.
Yeah, but if it's continuous, then
Because I'm
it's
always
like.
nervous that, like, the sliver of the bus
Because
that I
I'm
gotta click
like,
on is.
do I click it or no? Is it a part of it or
And
no?
every time I choose not to click it, it's like, oh, you missed it. And then every time I choose to click it, it's like, there's no bus in these pictures. I'm always wrong. So hopefully the next one will be a little more good. Also, I think fingerprints are really unreliable. You're telling me there's 7 billion people and no one has a thumb that looks like mine? I don't believe that for a goddamn second.
No, aren't there people that share?
There are apparently, like, with the amount of population there is, there's like 6-ish people that would be considered your doppelganger.
It would just be like kind of close.
Doppelganger? Doppel.
Would it be like exact or just like kind of close? Because I feel like our hands grow differently. So like,
And, like, the way your fingerprints look definitely depends on what you do.
yeah. So I
Like, if
feel
I'm
like
just
there's.
constantly touching sandpaper, my fingerprints are probably gonna look different than they would if I didn't do that.
Like, I feel like definitely some people probably would have some similar, but there will probably be a little bit of like little mess up here and there where it's like, that's
But
not
if you
it.
have a microscopic difference, there's also a chance that thumbprint indicators wouldn't be able to catch that specific tiny spot. You
You're
know?
right. Okay.
Because that's the point of being something being microscopic. It's too small to see. That's what microscopic means. It's two words, prefix and a suffix.
Okay, yeah.
Micro means small.
I know.
Yeah. Scopic means to see. Microscopic. Too small to see.
Know. Okay.
Yeah, you got that. You get it.
I had it.
I love words. I love vocabulary. I have quite an impressive vernacular.
Yeah. All right. What
But I like
is
saying fuck too much. So I just
so
say fuck a lot. Vernacular just means vocabulary.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
You got it.
I don't know a lot of words. I know a lot of words, but I don't know some words that are like big words.
I love big words. I don't know why.
I mean, sometimes you can say them and it just like stumps people, so it's like, what does that mean? And then you get them to learn they might
I
even
get to
say it in
teach
their
people.
vocabulary now. So it's fun. So I might say the vasectomy. What'd you say?
Vernacular.
You said ver?
Vernacular.
Vernacular. Vernacular. And that means
Vocabulary.
vocabulary. So,
They're
okay.
synonyms.
Synonyms. Okay. Cool. Synonym. Synonym. That's
And
a
if you want to
different
call someone
cinnamon.
stupid, call them a troglodyte. It means caveman. But if you say, oh man, you're being such a troglodyte right now, people think it probably means like a scholar or something.
They feel good, and you feel good. It's a win-win scenario.
Through a lot of high school, I actually thought the word troglodyte was an isopod, was a type of isopod.
That's where you need to explain what that word means, too.
Isopods are like the giant bug-looking things that crawl around on the bottom of the ocean. Like the 2-foot-long roly-poly looking dudes. You know what I'm talking about?
What? There's 2 foot ones?
Yeah.
Yo, wait, what?
Oceanic isopod.
What? They're big?
Yeah.
What do they look? Are they like?
Yeah, I'd say they look pretty much like roly-polies. They're
Yo, fuck
huge.
that. Yo, what? That's
This is what
huge.
their faces look like. Right?
That's real?
That's a real thing.
That's in our ocean?
Yeah, this is how big they are. This is a dude holding one.
Jesus.
Look at all them legs.
Oh
Did you
what
know
else is.
centipedes can't have 100 legs? They always have an odd number. So they either have 99 or 101.
Why?
I don't know. This is how they're built.
Yo. What else? What else is down there? Dude, that's also.
Oh, in one of the suggested things that show up here, cute isopod is one of them.
Cute. Okay.
Yo, these are kind of really cute.
You know, some of that
Look
also...
at them. These are babies. These are baby isopods.
Okay, see, that one's small. Yeah, those are...
That's not a finger.
See, that... Yeah,
it's
sure,
crawling on this lady's fingernail.
That's cute, but whenever they grow up, no. Let's not go...
Yo, but I kind of want this stuffed isopod, the stuffed animal. That's kind of cute.
Oh, I like that. Okay, that's cool. I want to get a sloth one.
You ever hear of a sea bear? Not the one SpongeBob was scared of.
There's a bear in the sea?
Yeah.
No, I actually have not. I've heard
it
of
is,
a seahorse.
It is a microscopic organism.
Oh, okay, cool. I thought you were about to show something that's like 2 ton out there. And I'll be like,
no. These are mostly synthesized images based on what we've seen. You know, we've only seen
Okay, so it's not really.
These
okay.
are artist renditions of what they look like.
That's what they...
It's like a six-legged...
Yo, what the fuck?
Yeah. It's like a six-legged bug thing.
Where's... It's... How does it see? What the fuck?
It doesn't see. A lot of
Is it just
deep
like
sea
Sonic?
Creatures are blind. Because there's no light down in the ocean.
Well, yeah. Does it do like sonic waves or something like that?
This is how we think they move. They just they paddle.
Wow.
Yeah.
So interesting. It's so wild what lives out in the ocean.
Uh-huh.
Like, we don't know what's all out there. So we haven't explored a lot of it. And we can't. That's kind of
There's one.
Crazy.
That, it's like a giant tripod. And it's just got a scary face. This is a real animal. I just looked up real scary sea creatures, because if you just look up scary sea creatures, you're going to get a lot of, like,
yeah.
sea monster drawings. That's a real animal. It's like an eel with a shark mouth.
Terrifying deep sea creatures that will give you nightmares. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
This is a goblin shark. Do you know what's fun about these guys?
Excuse me.
See how his mouth looks weird?
I wouldn't say that to his face, but yeah.
You ever see Alien or like Alien versus Predator?
I have not. I've seen like pictures.
Okay.
And I've seen the... I think there was a skin on Fortnite I saw.
Yeah, so you know how they can stick their tongue out and there's a tiny mouth inside of it?
Yeah.
Their jaw can extend out. Like, their whole mouth just shoots out of their skull.
Yo.
Not, like, detaches, but it, like, it has, like, folds of skin, and it can extend its mouth out.
That's crazy.
And that's how it attacks stuff. Because it gets close to them, and a lot of sea battles happen close range.
Okay.
That's an eel with razors in its mouth.
It's creepy.
It's got, like, razor teeth.
Okay, so I think we're getting close to wrapping her up.
This is the tripod thing. Yo,
wait,
look at that.
But it's not real, is it?
That's a real creature.
No, wait, that's real?
That is a real creature.
I thought that was from like a...
It looks like the War of the Worlds alien, huh?
Yeah, I thought that was fake. That's not.
That's a real life animal.
Yo, I'm glad.
There's
glad we survive.
There's a fish
on
that looks like the War of the Worlds animal.
I am so happy that we can breathe air and oxygen.
happy that we have to breathe air.
Like, I'm so happy our lungs need it. So I'm grateful.
We don't have gills.
Yes. Like, fuck yeah. Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think should be getting close to wrapping it up. I have a question to end it out.
Okay.
Speaking of, like, animals and shit, and bring it back to Spider-Man. So, obviously, the lizard in The Amazing Spider-Man, what it showed was he was using lizard DNA to try to heal his arm and regenerate it.
Yeah, to, like, regenerate limbs and do, like, health science stuff.
Is that, like, was that ever an actual study? Like, is that possible where...
To synthesize lizard DNA with humans?
Yeah, where humans could possibly get to a point where we could be able to regenerate. Because obviously into immortality and going into that, being able to live longer.
Oh,
is
like
there a way
that
to...
boat? I forget what it's called. You know what I'm talking about? The boat thing?
The boat thing? No.
So if I have a boat and one of the planks starts to rot out of it, and I replace it with a different plank, right? That's a new plank. Mm-hmm. And then other planks start to rot out, and I slowly replace every plank in the boat one by one. Is it still the same boat?
New boat.
It's a new boat?
Well, no, if not...
I've replaced every piece of wood in this boat with a new plank because every plank has rotted out. This is assuming it's like a canoe or kayak, you know? Not like a fucking motorboat.
It's like same history, but still new.
Is it the same boat? It's like, the question.
It's still the same boat, but with new things.
So, know? If you were to slowly replace everything...
Because you're not buying a brand new boat. Like
it's I'm buying a plank and like, so putting it in place of an old plank and then slowly doing that to every plank in the boat. Is it the same boat? I say yeah.
I would think so.
It's a philosophy question.
Yeah, right? I would say it's still the same one. It's
just so like there's parts. A lot of debate about it.
Yeah, like, and it could easily lean either way. Honestly, it just depends on
what like is there a specific plank that makes it a different boat? No.
No, if it's like if it's the same one you bought and you've always kept it, but you're doing repairs on it every year. It's still the same exact boat. You're repairing it, so you're just making it a better version of that boat. So it's still the same one, just a better version of itself.
So if you were to slowly resynthesize your whole body, right?
Yeah, okay.
Would there become a point where you're not really Ethan anymore? That's like a big question that scientists have. Because you do have to think, well, at some point your brain is going to rot inside your head. It's going to start to decompose.
I mean, yeah, but...
If you can synthesize your memories and put them into a new organic brain and then put that brain back into your head, are you still Ethan, assuming the brain is the last thing that happens?
With humans, it's a bit different, I would say, because our souls. Because our souls are a separate thing that I don't think is, like, explainable. Because if you die... And, like, on the table, if you're way... I think they've done this where they waved somebody before they died. And they were, like...
Yeah, it was, like, 0.001 gram or something.
Yeah, they were, like... They weighed less.
But that could also be air in the lungs.
No, I thought it was, like, more than just, like, point... I thought it was, like, an actual, like, gram or something. Like a...
It was a very small amount. It was less than a gram. I think I know the study you're talking about. But it's definitely a measurable difference.
Yeah, yeah.
But that could just be, again, air in the lungs or something. Because when you take air into your lungs, it does increase your overall density.
True, okay.
As long as it doesn't, you know, deform your body. You're not like a fucking balloon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I...
You're taking in more mass and not changing your shape.
Okay, fine, then like...
But I do know what you're like talking about.
You're like a spiritual entity.
Yeah, like, you're... But your consciousness... could be an extension of our evolutionary capability of abstract thought, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. So it could be a biological thing.
Yeah, okay.
Like, you recently finished Invincible, the show.
Yeah.
When Robot changed his consciousness.
Well, good example. Okay.
He said that there was this feeling of continuation. He didn't expect that. He expected it to be like, oh, I was in this old body, now I'm in this new body. He said it was completely seamless. Right. So. I swallowed some spit.
I'm sorry for laughing.
Yeah, no, it's cool. We're
out of nowhere.
No.
All right, yeah.
It's been a long time coming, that cough.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I've been holding it in. So do you think if you seamlessly transitioned from your old brain to your new brain into your head, and you're back in your new resynthesized body with all new parts, and it's not a clone, it is your consciousness, right? You experience the transfer and you experience the put back in the head.
Okay, yeah.
Is it still you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would still be me.
So that is the philosophical side, and a lot of people have a lot of disagreements about, like, the specifics of it. But there have been cases where people get, like, their fingertip cut off, and it grows back, and it has a nail, and it has nerves in it. And it's just the same thing. It's got a bone. Little fingertip bone.
Really?
Yeah.
That's real? What?
It was some construction worker guy, and he saw a thing about pig liver, I think it was. I think he like dipped his hand in like pig liver juice or something. I don't know. Definitely had something to do with pigs.
Interesting. Okay, so
So we have regrown limbs, very limited, obviously.
that's pretty decent.
It is.
Okay.
But I don't think we can reliably medically do that often. You know?
Yeah, okay, so
I don't think we can just like grow bones, but we do have metal implants that we can put in people. Some people have like titanium bones in their legs.
yeah, that's what Conor McGregor has, a titanium rod in his ankle.
Yo, that's cheating. What? Invincible ankle? Fuck you.
I think he has one. I think he got a place in whenever he broke his ankle in the last fight, and I think they had to put one in there.
Did you know if you had Wolverine's bones, like you know he has adamantium bones, you could grow up to 5 times larger than you are now?
Oh, really?
Actually, if you just had steel bones, I think it was.
Oh.
Because steel is like one of the strongest metals that we have, you know, stainless steel bones. Because we can't grow very tall because our bones can't support that much weight. But if we had steel bones, hell yeah.
All right, so
Steel has a greater cross-sectional strength than bone. But bone has really good length strength. So like you're more likely to break a bone if you get hit straight on than if you get hit down the length of it. So if you land on your feet, you're not going to break your legs as easily as if someone took a bat to the front of your shin.
yeah. Okay.
With the same amount of force, at least.
It's not bad. I think at some point we do need to get, I think it would be cool to get into the topic of mortality. How it could be possible. Like, I think with evolution now, there's a possibility of it, but not in the sense of our bodies.
Definitely with technological advances,
I think,
a sort of immortality.
yeah, because if you can be able to transfer over an entire consciousness to that, I think that'd be.
I don't know if we can do that, but we've definitely done a head transplant. It was between two dead guys, though. But we did successfully connect all the blood vessels, nerves, and the spinal column. Not we, as in like I was a part of it, but we as society, as humans, scientists. I didn't go to college.
I did, but I left.
That's fair.
Yeah. But I definitely didn't learn
But
the
yeah,
smart thing. But
scientists definitely, it was back when we were in high school. They did a head transplant.
that's pretty interesting.
But of course, the guys were dead, so we don't know if the consciousness would transfer over. Do you think consciousness resides in your head or your body? I think it'd definitely be your head,
Yeah,
but.
probably in your brain.
But if, like, you
Brains are
and I
very
switched
complex.
heads, would I just be on Ethan's body now?
Yeah. I would think so.
I don't know. Consciousness is weird because it's more of a philosophical question.
I think
And where would
everything.
you cut off the nervous system? Would you separate it at the brainstem? Because your nervous system extends through your whole body, right? Have you seen that
It would just have
statue?
to connect with the other nervous system then. So it would have to be cut maybe below the brainstem, right?
Maybe. Have you seen that statue? The whole human nervous system?
No, I don't think so.
It's cool looking.
Is it the one with like all the colorful lines around the skeleton?
That's your circulatory system.
So not that one? Okay.
Yeah.
What's the other one?
Nervous system? It's how you feel stuff.
Oh yeah, I know that, but yeah. Okay.
Your circulatory system is your whole. This is your nervous system. That's
Whoa.
all your nerves and like the lines and how they connect and stuff.
Well, that's wow, that's a
Yeah,
lot.
that
That's
is a lot.
interesting.
Like, that's compacted into your arms and legs and stuff.
Wow.
This is a little more accurate.
That's kind of creepy.
It is kind of creepy because it's got
But it is pretty
the
cool.
ocular nerves.
But it's pretty cool.
It is cool. I think the human bodies and biology is weird and cool, and I love
Very intricate.
it. All that is used to sustain our podcast. Which this week's sponsor is Raid Shadow Legend.
We are not sponsored by it.
We are not. God, I want a Raid Shadow Legend sponsor so fucking bad.
If they ever do, you will hear them. But
I won't play the game until they sponsor us.
Same.
I actually don't know anyone who plays Raid Shadow Legends, but everyone says that it's like the most popular game.
Yeah, true. But
I know nobody who plays that game. It might I'll be also just take a Dragon City sponsorship.
Oh, yeah, we'll take
I'll any. Take it. I'll take a sponsorship, you know.
Just take any. You know what?
We got to put our feelers out there. I don't know. Do we reach out to sponsors, or do we just wait for sponsors to reach out to us? I have no idea how
doing usually this stuff it's works. Them reaching out to us because they're the ones who are wanting more people to come to their business, so they're relying and hoping that, hey, you guys have this audience that may not know about us.
Oh, we need
you an could audience? Be able to Rats. Let them know about this, and we'll pay you. That's usually how it goes, I'm pretty sure. We got
people who listen to our podcast. Definitely not enough for a sponsorship, but I love every one of them.
We can get them at 50 unique.
Yeah?
For
like Anchor through, will help?
Through Anchor, which...
Are we still doing the sponsorships for Anchor?
No, we're not.
Why?
But I don't...
Just toss it in. Toss in the Anchor sponsor.
I gotta, like, find a spot to place it. I really want it...
Right now.
Right at the end of the entire podcast. It's better off in a mid-roll. People...
So let's just keep recording for the same amount of time.
You get paid for it. You get paid for it. Whenever they listen through it all. That's how you get paid through an ad read.
Oh, is it?
For there specifically. It's a bunch of different kind of things. If it's like...
See, I don't know how it works.
Like how Joe Rogan's podcast or Logan Paul's podcast or even Basement Yard's podcast, Joe Sonogato. All of them, they do them like... If they have multiple, they can split it up into two different sections, like mid-roll and after intro roll.
They usually do two like, mid-rolls.
Like after the 2 minute or after like 10 minutes, play one and then get a few more. But usually it is doing an ad read during like the center of it or something like that, just in the podcast. But like it's placed in there like how we would record it and then put it in there. But yeah, it's not bad. We don't have them right now, but.
That's all right.
We do have one.
If you find a spot.
Maybe we can be able to find a spot. I don't know. We might put them back in there.
I'll start setting up some mid-rolls when we record.
Mid-roll? Why?
What?
What do you mean?
I'll start setting them up.
Do you have sponsors?
No, but I'll
we can re-record the Anchor one.
No, but like in the middle of the podcast, I'll go, wow, Ethan, that's a really interesting point. You know what that reminds me of? That reminds me of this week's sponsor. And then you play the sponsorship. Like, completely irrelevant.
I mean, yeah.
You go, damn, you know, I played baseball when I was a kid. And I'll go, wow, Ethan, that's really interesting. That reminds me of this week's sponsor. And then it's Anchor, a podcast network.
Just be like, oh, god damn it. Last night I was stressing so hard. Hard? You want to know what that reminds me of? Blue Chew. Yeah, we'd be able to get a lot of those.
Oh, yeah. What? You just finished the next anime you were watching on your list? That reminds me of Chewy. Every month they deliver a package to your door for your dogs.
What?
You don't know what Chewy is?
What did you say before that? How did that what?
It's not supposed to connect. That's the joke.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah,
I
yeah, was yeah.
Like, what the fuck is happening? But yeah, I guess
you know what Chewy is?
No.
What?
You
get a Chewy subscription. It's like a monthly subscription box, and then
are we sponsored by them?
No, but I want to.
Then that's the end of the podcast.
But I love Chewy. Thank Wait, you. They send you packages with stuff for your dogs in them.
I mean, that's awesome.
Like they send you toys and treats and like a bag of healthy dog food.
I'll look into it, because that's kind of nice.
It is kind of nice.
And if you guys want to get your own, use this.
We're just, like, edging a sponsorship.
We don't have But
we don't have a sponsorship. I just actually really like the idea. I love my dogs.
Thank you to everyone that was listening to this podcast.
I've been Jacob.
I've been Ethan. I don't think that's going to change. So.
I'll let you know.
I will let you know.
If it changes that I've been Jacob.
So,
Find me on TikTok and Twitch at The Mightiest Neptune. At
The Mightiest Neptune. The Unannounced Siders on Instagram and TikTok as well. I don't post on either. But if you want to message on either, go for it. If you
want to look into them.
If you want to like them, go for it. Sean, I got to get into that more. Like posting.
Yeah, post more on TikTok. Just post like gaming clips from like streams. I don't stream that much.
Yeah, I don't stream anymore.
But you should definitely post podcast clips.
I had that one. I need to find one.
If you want, you can post my educational clips where I'm like, ooh, this is what an isopod is. And then you could just find the pictures on Google of an isopod. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's good at it. Okay.
I don't know. I just educate people. Yeah. I love teaching. I don't even have a degree, so I'm allowed to be wrong about stuff. People with degrees can't be wrong.
Yeah, so appreciate everyone that is listening. Keep coming back every single... If you want to keep coming back, episodes every...
You have to keep coming back until we get a Chewy sponsorship. After that, it's optional.
Okay. We pretty much have episodes every Thursday. We did... You actually don't know this. We took a one-week break.
I do know that. I checked today.
Yeah, we took a one-week break. I personally wasn't...
That's valid.
I wasn't feeling anything. Honestly, you got to take some breaks for your mental health.
Mental health break.
So, that's...
I actually used to do that in high school.
That's awesome.
Well, to be fair, it was mostly just, I don't want to go to school today. And you're allowed 4 absences before you have to take all your finals. So, I just take 1 absence every month just because I wanted to. Because I don't get sick that often.
I think I might have done that before, too. Sometimes you just, I would just don't want to get out.
Because I didn't live with my mom when I was in, like, my senior year of high school. I lived with Caitlin.
Oh, yeah.
That's so true. I would just call mom and be like, can you call me into school today? I'm doing a mental health day. She goes, what is that? And I was like, can you just call the school, please? Because I couldn't call myself in. I don't think. Can you?
If you're 18.
I graduated when I was 17, so... I never had that opportunity.
Yeah, if you're 18, you can, I think. Damn. But I'm a...
Anyway, yeah, thank good. You for listening.
Yeah, they're good to take. Yeah, that's why I didn't have that one up. So, no, now I have 2 banked. So, technically 3 or 4. That one was...
But those are old episodes that we...
Yeah, that last one was over 2 hours long.
It was?
Way over 2 hours long. Oh. Literally, I started editing and like within...
You could probably make that 2 podcasts then.
I had to stop editing just because of how much I was cutting. Like just different like spaces or like different like sounds outside mic probably like there was
so it was many, really busy last time
there was so many problems just within like
so it wasn't really minutes. A mental health break, we just didn't post it, but you know.
No, but we could have recorded another one, but I did want to take a break because once I got that far I'm like, okay, I'm not, because like after the podcast it was just like, oh, hell up there, but I'm like, yeah, thank you guys.
This one's fun, we like it.
I enjoyed this one. It's a nice... This was a nice...
It was educational, really.
It was a nice, easy
We talked about
break.
Human meat. We talked about sea creatures. Talked about Wagyu steak.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the podcast.
I can't do the quiet.
Yeah, thank you for listening. Check us out everywhere. Mighty Neptune on Twitch and TikTok for Jacob. And you could be able to check me out. Never. But the thing is, we're not going to do that. So, see you guys next week.
What?
Well, not see you guys next week, but you'll...
hear you guys next week. Actually, you hear us next week.
So, we'll be in your ears next... No, that's...